I always wanted to start a collection of something, but I inevitably lose interest after I have, say, 50 stamps or coins, and I remain not a collector, but a mere hoarder. And so I'm always amazed by the collections of others, and it's funny how what people collect differs from country to country. In the United States, it was often Coca-Cola paraphernalia or bottle caps. In a German house, I came across a staggering assemblage of beer-related articles alongside a budding toy car collection. And here I've met more than one Czech obsessed with public transit vehicles, amassing vast collections of models, pictures, and memorabilia from Prague's MHD, or Municipal Transit Authority. It's a good transit system, very well thought out, with hardly any holes in the net where you could get stuck. You can generally get from just about anywhere to anywhere in the greater city center in 15 to 20 minutes. And the best thing is that it's free, as long as you follow certain rules, all of which involve the revisor, a word that strikes fear into the heart of every anarchist. A revisor is a magical entity that appears out of thin air when you haven't purchased a ticket and demands 700 crowns. If you do purchase tickets, you will almost never see one. In order to avoid the revisor, I will relate the following advice that I, let's say, once overheard. Sit near the front of the tram and keep a lookout for 45-year-old men in denim jackets. Tram stops in Prague are generally half a kilometer apart, so you can escape before he reaches you. In the metro, the escalator is the thing to avoid, because the revisor bottlenecks its victim and picks its prey discerningly. When going up the escalator, choose a person who is younger and dressed worse than you, and stand behind him. He will be stopped first. In the absence of such a person, hold your breath to make your face flush, exit the escalator at a hurried pace, and write someone a text message. The revisor usually cannot be bothered to stop someone who is busy when two-thirds of people ride for free. Never look a revisor in the eye. If you have time, take the elevator. It's mind-numbingly slow, but safe, and even gives you some time to write or scratch some of your thoughts on the doors and walls. Lastly, if you're cornered, your best and last weapon is honesty and humbleness. The revisor listens to excuses and lies for a living. The only way to defang him and liberate yourself is to say that you didn't buy a ticket because you just didn't. Usually he'll be so shocked that he'll let you go. Other, less effective, last-ditch methods include carrying around about 100 old tickets with you and making the revisor sift through all of them, or approaching him before he stops you, hand him a camera and ask him in a foreign language to take your picture. Alternatively, stopping him to ask how to get to Old Town Square is risky but funny. Most of the time he'll send you back down the escalator to the metro. So in the end, the transit system isn't really free, because if the inspector wins your match once a month, then it all evens out. One person I know was actually tracked down for a fine he never paid 7 years ago, before he was charged 65,000 crowns. At 24 crowns a ticket, he reckons he came out only slightly in the red overall. And so maybe I found just the thing to start a collection with, in the form of aged receipts for MHD fines that I can look over and reminisce about all the fun the revisors and I had together back in the day. The times my capture was quick and painless, the times it turned into a conversation about how their nephew was living in America, or the times they said, "You don't have 700 crowns? Well, just give me what you do have then." All those memories in each little pink ticket.
That was Christian Falvey with his letter from